This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And now it's time for Pope Pope Parliament, where we go through highlights from the Day One Rakyat. So if you're like me and you sort of like the week-to-week drama of television, well, Parliament certainly delivered this week. Today's session started off with Bagan MP Lim Guan Eng bringing up his previous disagreement just about a week ago with Transport Minister Datuk Sri Wee Kas Yong. This, of course, followed their skirmish in Parliament over the cabotage policy on ships involved in undersea internet cable repairs. So during that argument, Guan Eng challenged Kas Yong to a debate. And so Dewan Rakyat Speaker Dato' Azhar Zizan Harun had offered to follow up with the minister on this issue. According to him, Kas Yong said that he's ready for the debate. He won't run away. Here's a clip from that.
Terima kasih. Wahai Bagan, saya berjanji itu hari saya akan follow up perkara ini. Saya telah membawakan perkara ini ke Yang Berhormat Menteri, Perhatian Yang Berhormat Menteri. Yang Berhormat Menteri telah memberi feedback berikut, ya. Beliau kata beliau sedia menanti dan tidak akan lari. Yang Berhormat Menteri mengatakan bahawa setelah Kabinet memuktamadkan dasar kabotaj dalam bulan ini, maka beliau akan mengaturkan tarikh yang sesuai untuk membicara dan mengupas isu ini bersama Yang Berhormat Bagan. Di mana-mana saluran TV atau mana-mana rangkaian media di dalam bahasa kebangsaan. So, itu yang beliau nyatakanlah. Maka saya beritahu sekarang. Ya, terima kasih.
We do have a tweet, a poll up on that on Twitter. Should we invite them both to debate on the breakfast grill? You can weigh in there. You can, of course, also call us 7732900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Next, Ministry of Federal Territories and Arau MP, Datuk Sri Shahidan Kasim, was asked to justify the reason for the postponement of the liquor license guidelines by DBKL, which prohibits the sale of alcoholic beverages in grocery stores, convenience stores, and Chinese drugstores starting from the 1st of October. So here's a clip of him talking about that ruling.
Secara umum, rata-rata NGO masyarakat menyatakan kegusaran dan rungutan mereka terhadap keselamatan masyarakat dan peningkatan masalah sosial disebabkan kemudah dapatan kepada minuman keras. Sehubungan itu, NGO masyarakat tersebut tidak bersetuju dengan penjualan minuman keras di kedai-kedai runcit, kedai Serbanika dan kedai ubat Cina kecuali yang dibenarkan oleh Kementerian Kesihatan Malaysia. Berpandukan kepada justifikasi yang telah saya nyatakan tadi, garis panduan baru ini dikeluarkan untuk menghadkan kemudah dapatan minuman keras kepada orang Islam selain kepada orang bukan Islam yang berumur di bawah 21 tahun.
That was Ministry of Federal Territories and Arau MP Datuk Sri Shahidan Kasim. Next up, Deputy Health Minister Datuk Aaron Ago Dagang said that the move to decriminalise suicide has been set in motion. This was in response to Kamaman MP Che Alias's question on addressing the issue of rising suicide cases during the pandemic.
Case bawah Seksyen 309 untuk mensabitkan mereka yang bunuh diri ini sebagai satu kesalahan memang telah lama dibincangkan. Dan proses pun telah berjalan dan saya telah dipahamkan setakat ini KDN dan Attorney General sudah bersetuju untuk memasukkan Seksyen 309 untuk sabit salah mereka yang bunuh diri ini. Peringkat sekarang ialah untuk dibawa ke Kabinet dan seterusnya untuk membuat pindaan kepada Seksyen 309 supaya mereka yang bunuh diri ini atau cuba bunuh diri tidak akan disabit kesalahan lagi. Terima kasih.
That was Deputy Health Minister Dato' Aaron Ago Dagang on the Home Ministry and AG's agreement to abolish Section 309 of the Penal Code that criminalises suicide. And really, I think some very welcome news, something that many people have been talking about for a while, the need to decriminalise suicide so as to adequately address the issue. Do share your thoughts with us. What do you make of it? Do you support the decriminalising of suicide? You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Moving on, there was a discussion about the recovery plan for the micro-industry sector, looking specifically at small traders whose businesses have been forced to close down during the pandemic. So Wang Samaj Maju MP Datin Dr. Tan Yee Kew brought up how smaller businesses like nasi lemak sellers and home tailors don't have an SSM registration and whether or not these businesses are being considered. So Minister of Entrepreneur Development and Cooperatives Tan Sri Datuk Noor Omar said that MyDek is offering these businesses help through a new scheme introduced by Tekun National, and that's a scheme called Skim Pembiayaan Informal.
Ini adalah kumpulan-kumpulan informal yang tidak mendaftar dengan SSM. Dan di peringkat kerajaan melalui MEDEC, kita bantu mereka. Melalui Tekun Nasional, kita ada satu program yang disebut sebagai Skim Pembiayaan Informal SPIN. Maknanya peniaga-peniaga yang tidak berdaftar, yang tak ada lesen ni. Dan kita menawarkan bantuan pembiayaan RM1,000 hingga RM10,000 tanpa charge. Kosong interest.
He also highlighted grants and programs to assist women, such as the Women Netpreneur Program. Batukawan MP Kasturi Pato then raised a question in response on how accessible these programs were to women who lived in estates or in rural areas.
Saya ingin tahu bagaimana seorang wanita yang duduk di kawasan kampung, kawasan estate, kawasan pedalaman akan tahu mengenai program-program ini. Bagaimana mereka boleh mohon melalui saluran apa dan adakah wujud program-program ini dalam bahasa-bahasa yang berlainan supaya mereka faham bagaimana untuk mohon dan kebaikan program-program ini.
Noor Omar agreed that it is difficult for these programs to reach communities in rural areas and said that he will be cooperating with NGOs to help in reaching these communities. Finally, Datuk Sri Shahidan Kasim also brought up the issue of potholes in KL during his speech on the 12th Malaysia Plan. So he emphasised that after discussions with DBKL, any complaint must be acted upon within 24 hours. He then proceeded to give out his own phone number, the number of his deputy, Datuk Sri Jalaluddin Alias, and the KL Mayor, Datuk Sri Mahadi Chengah.
Yang berhormat, boleh hubungi Menteri 019-4545-111. Yang berhormat, boleh menghubungi Timbalan Menteri 019-652-4444. Atau yang berhormat, boleh hubungi Datuk Bandar 016-206-8883.
Hebat.
Kami bersiap siaga 24 jam. Rakyat Malaysia boleh hubungi yang baru datang Kuala Lumpur, terjumpa jalan berlopak dan berbahaya, hubungi. Dan kita akan ambil tindakan dalam masa 24 jam. Kita akan nak jadi yang terbaik di Malaysia dan dunia lah.
That was Federal Territories Minister and Arau MP Datuk Sri Shahidan Kasim handing out really his phone number as well as that of his deputy and the KL Mayor. Let us know, will you be ringing the minister to directly report a pothole? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. That's all for today's Popit Popit Parliament. Do share your thoughts with us on any of the things that we discussed today, on whether you're going to be calling up the minister to directly report potholes in KL, your thoughts on decriminalising suicide, or if you'd like to see that debate, that throwdown between Lim Guan Eng and Dr. Wee Kasiong, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.